a little Western good morning music.
Favorite kind.
I think me and Jennifer own the two loneliest horses on the planet.
Those poor guys. They're ready for cool weather and long rides.
Oh, they are. Good morning, y'all. You're tuned in to Rosie on the House. An Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 29 years. Here's my favorite part.
Job, honey, you're getting better at that.
Well, I'm far enough away from my. Go ahead, say it.
You know how tempting it is for me to just cut the music.
You wouldn't do that, would you? You
it's so tempting.
No, you can't do that to our listeners. Not this early in the morning. That'd be rough. That'd be really rough. Folks, you're tuned in to Rosie on the House, and we're here with our normal staff of suspects. My darling wife, sweet Jennifer. Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good. I like that little bit of humidity in the air.
You do, huh?
I do.
Welcome home.
Thank you.
After a week in Chicago.
Didn't get to see much of it, but it was lovely. A little bit overcast and cooler, much cooler than here.
Yeah.
Very humid.
Well, we'll be talking about your trip and what you were up there getting certified and educated all over and about in the 9 o'clock hour.
Sure.
Okay. We've got special guests here in the 7 o'clock hour. Romy, what you got coming up in the 8 o'clock hour? My son and co-host Romy Romero.
Urban farmer Greg Peterson will be in today talking about composting.
Man, I meant to bring a bag. I wanted to show off a bag of my compost. I make the best compost on the planet. It just doesn't grow anything.
You have to put seeds in it first, honey. Till it in. Put the seeds in, water.
Oh.
You got step one down, though, sounds
like.
Oh,
I do, baby. All right. I do. I'll put my compost up against anybody.
You got to donate it to your son's farm.
I should donate it to you. So Greg will be in. That's great. 9 o'clock hour will be our open line where any project you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring. It's a toll-free number. My wife, Jennifer, pays for the phone call. Don't you love that? It's 1-888-767-4348. And we'll get your call. We've built and remodeled homes and small commercial projects all across the state of Arizona. So wherever you are, you can hear our voice. Call that toll-free number, and let's talk about what you're trying to get done, and we'll put our experience to work for you. We have our broadcast engineer, the South Dakota Jackrabbit, Michael Reisch, in the broadcast studio, making sure all the beams are pointed in the right direction and all the buttons and dials. It's like driving a spaceship. He's in there. They don't let me in there. They don't let me touch those buttons. And this morning, we've got a very special guest, Dr. Tricia Loescher, the chief curator for the Scottsdale Museum of the West. Dr. Trish, thank you so much for coming in and joining us.
Thank you very much, Rosie. It's wonderful to be here.
Your facility, now we're kind of, Jennifer and I are kind of museum rats, but we're also museum snobs. The Museum of the West that the city of Scottsdale has built really is the cream de la cream.
Thank you.
Y'all have done an unbelievable job on the building. Can we talk about the birth of the museum? Just a little bit of the history?
Oh, yes.
You've been there from the very beginning, right?
Well, I have from right before we started to break ground in 2014.
They stole you from the Heard Museum?
They stole me from Tucson. I was finishing my degree at the U of A.
Okay.
And that was a great time, you know, great timing. So I came back up from Tucson. And with Mike Fox and our director and CEO of the museum. And the museum's really quite remarkable in the fact that it goes back, the vision of it goes back more than 30 years with Mayor Herb Drinkwater and Mike Fox going out to the what then was the northern outskirts of Scottsdale, you know, and that would have been Shea and Scottsdale Road.
Oh, yeah.
Looking for a site for this wonderful museum dedicated to the American West. So the vision has been there for 30 years and more. And it's just, you know, a wonderful way in which the people of Scottsdale, all of these years, you know, various parties have supported it. And seeing this, you know, come to fruition finally in 2014.
That's fantastic. Herb Drinkwater. I used to call him the governor. We lived fairly close to each other, and he was usually going in about the time I was pulling out. and he drove that Suburban with all the antennas on it and stuff. And my truck was pretty recognizable. We knew each other. So as we saw each other always going up and down Hayden or Sky Silver, we blink our lights at each other. I always called him the governor, just in anticipation of where he was going to go. He actually saved me from getting expelled from fourth grade. I attended Kokopai Elementary, and at lunch, me and one of the other guys on the track would jump the chain link fence, run to what was then an A&W at Scottsdale and Shea, eat an A&W sandwich, and then run back before lunch was over. And then the principal, Dr. Roth, started catching on, and he'd get in his car and he'd start circling that neighborhood. And so we saw his car, and the closest store was Drinkwaters. We ran into Drinkwaters. Dr. Roth saw us, walked into Drinkwaters. Herb put us in the walk-in cooler and said, "I'll get rid of him. Don't worry." And you could hear him talking out there. "You see two kids?" "No, I didn't see any two kids." "Well, if you see them, make sure they get back to campus, you know, before class starts." And so there was a note waiting for me on my desk when I got back. Don't ever do that again. So Herb and I, way, way back. He was great for the city. Scottsdale and Mike Fox put their heads together, birthed this idea for a Museum of the West, which only deserves to be built in the West's most western town, right?
Right, absolutely.
It ended up being quite a bit south of Shea as well. It's right kind of the downtown, old town Scottsdale.
It's right near all the galleries. It's in between Goldwater and Scottsdale Road, south of Maine. So it's in walk distance.
Everything.
The galleries, the rest.
When the art walks start, y'all open late because you're right there in the loop. It's perfect.
It's perfect. November through April, we're open until 9 p.m. every Thursday night for the art walk, and we have a lot of special programming as well those evenings. So it's a remarkable location.
Well, before we get into all the exhibits you've got in the building, can we talk? The building is spectacular.
It really it is, and it has won already four awards for its LEED Gold standard, its architecture, its interior, its exhibitry, so its landscapes. It has four awards to date, just for architecture alone, and it's a 43,000 square foot building. And as I've mentioned before, the reclamation of the cement, the wood, everything that you see throughout the building for the LEED Gold standard really speaks to what we're doing in terms of our mission with recycling and the importance of conservation of water and resources of the American West.
Romy, the exterior walls are poured concrete. And they used a rough sawn form to allow the grain and the knots to all
kind of like the piers on Rennie's house for the deck.
Exactly, kind of like the back patio deck you poured at your house. So you can see all of that grain in there. But they left the boards apart by about, I want to say, 3/4 to an inch. So it's like weeping mortar. Uh-huh. The concrete kind of came through it. Vertically, so it's to imitate the ribs of a saguaro cactus. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is some incredible craftsmanship.
And it also functions. It mimics the botany of a cactus in that it will keep certain parts of the building shaded, as like the ribs of a saguaro would do. So it also helps with our energy use.
And for anybody listening, backing up just a second, the LEED Gold standard is hard to get. LEED is the leader in energy. Our leader in energy and environmental design. Is that?
That's correct.
Russ getting the cobwebs off my memory here. But and there's different. There's a silver standard. There's a gold standard.
Platinum. Mm-hmm.
And a platinum. I'm getting those. I don't know that the technology is quite to the spot where you ever get a return on investment for putting everything into it required for that. It's just a statement and a commitment to that kind of design and build. And I mean, that takes somebody with a vision to really get to that level.
They take the condensation from all the air conditioners and they weep it down this copper imitated wall, the weeping wall. Then that condensation feeds the landscaping inside the courtyard.
It goes into a bioswale, and it actually goes under the building and out, and it feeds even the perimeter, the Palo Verdes and the mesquite trees.
I have to go see this building. What is
Romy,
it?
Romy's a big fan of concrete art, and he does concrete etching and slabs, and his home is a raw concrete floor, copper leather etched, with the brands of Arizona ranches stamped in the floor.
Very nice. You would love our cement floor that we have.
And that's where I was going. Tell them about it. Describe it to him.
We have a collection of spurs and bits and saddles and that kind of tooling, especially on the leather work. We took that and mimicked it on the cement of the grounds outside in the sculpture garden and the exterior of the building, and also on some metal work. So you can see those patterns that would have been tooled on leather and those kinds of items on the floor.
I'd like to grind down a list of the craftsmen that built this and just start interviewing them sporadically throughout the year on the program.
The acid-etched concrete is absolutely spectacular with all the scroll work and kind of follows through the whole pattern.
There are some great photos at ScottsdaleMuseumWest.org. You can kind of get a glance at some of those beautiful art pieces.
Well, we're talking about the building with Dr. Trish Loescher, the chief curator for Scottsdale Museum of the West. But after this break, we're going to go through the front door and start talking about what you're going to see as you enter the environment of the Scottsdale Museum of the West. It's spectacular.